Everybody say, shout of faith. So it's time to get your shout out. Only a couple people responded, but that's okay. We're all going to respond here in a minute. Hallelujah. Psalms 27, 1 through 6, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? These are statements you should make on a regular basis. The Lord is. Everybody say, the Lord is. The Lord is. Not going to be, not was, but is. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? When you're at night, you're nervous or fretful or worried about stuff, anxious about stuff, you need to be putting Psalms 27:1 in your mouth. Can I have an amen to that? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. No human being can protect you better than the Lord. As a matter of fact, you should put your protection, faith and protection from the Lord more so than humans. Because y'all know what happened in Washington, D.C. if you watch the news. I mean, sometimes humans can get through and do crazy stuff. But you need to keep Psalms 27:1 in your mouth. The Lord is protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me. Now here he takes it a little bit further. When my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. They will stumble and fall. Come on now. Though a mighty army surrounds me. Now it's going even deeper. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I will remain, what? Confident. We won't go like sissy nanny babies. Oh, the devil's attacking me. Oh, look. Even if I'm attacked, what did he say? I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For in he will conceal me when trouble comes. Now you got to, by faith, receive that. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Woo, glory to God. And he says, then I will hold my head high above my enemies around me. Come on now. When you're being attacked on every side, the Lord will help you get your head out above the fog. Out of above the funk. Praise God. Above the fear. You can get your head out above that. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And he said, he will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head above the enemies that surround me. And in his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Somebody say, the shout of faith. So a shout of faith is a biblical expression of trust, praising God for victory before it happens. So you want to think about, how would you act when you got trouble on every side, but you just release faith and trust in the Lord? How would you act? The shout of faith is a deliberate action to shout praise while still facing adversity, treating God's promises as already done. We just read a few of them in these verses. You want to treat God's promises as already done. The shout of faith symbolizes victory, joy, reverence, and honor to the Lord, and it demonstrates the triumph of Christ and confidence in God's power rather than human strength. You don't say that phrase, what are we going to do now? Amen. Used in context, the shout of faith is used in spiritual warfare and praise to declare God's greatness over challenges and negative circumstances. It's time to get your shout out. Look at your neighbor and says, it's time for you, my friend, my brother, or sister, get your shout out. You got to tell somebody else, say, you got to get your shout out. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Let's just shout a little bit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your shout of faith. Next slide. Next slide. Now, what is this we see on the screen? A picture of? How many of y'all used it? Come on, be honest. If you've used it, we got a few hands that've used it. What do they say? That old commercial. For tough stains, to get tough stains out, you gotta. What is the Lord telling you and I today? To get tough problems and circumstances out, you got to. He said, Psalms 35:27-28, let them shout. So shouting is biblical. Shouting is scriptural. Now, I'm not talking about shouting at each other at a high volumes in the house because you're angry or yelling or screaming at each other. This is shout of faith. This is shout intentionally. Shout for joy and be glad. That was a good opportunity during the offering to do that. Amen. Who favor my righteous cause, and let them say what? Continually. Let the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Uh-oh. We're supposed to be shouting about an offering. And about God wanting us prosperous. God wanting us to have riches and wealth in our house. Everybody say shout. He said, and my tongue and my shall speak of your righteousness and your praise all day long. Psalms 95:1. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Psalms 98:4. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Everybody say, that's me. He says sometimes you need to shout to the Lord. Break out in what? Now, when we go to these conferences, I had a meeting, all agent meeting past Friday, and they have breakout sessions sometimes. We need to have breakout sessions where we shout to the Lord. We're on the earth, so we're on the clock. There's tons of time that's due for us to shout and break out in praise and sing for joy. I want you to think about it. This month of April, when have you broke out in praise and sung for joy? Well, it's time to get your shout out. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Psalms 100:1. Shout with joy. Don't shout with anger. Don't shout with junk in your trunk. Shout for joy. To who? The Lord, all the earth. Everybody say, that's me. Everybody say, it's time to get your shout out. If you've got tough situations, struggles, satanic attacks, or sins to get out, what do we do, church? Shout them out. Everybody say, shout them out. It's not time to be silent. It's time to shout. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. Now, let's go to the next slide and look at the battle of Jericho for just a moment. Joshua 6:1 through 10, verse 10, I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation. It says, now the gates of Jericho were tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go out or in. Everybody said that's a tough situation. In the case of the children of Israel, it was a tough battle. It was considered a tough battle, tough task. Go take that city. God told them, go take it. Look and see. The Lord said to Joshua, I've given you Jericho, its king, and its strong warriors. And when you and your fighting men should march around the town once a day for 6 days. Seven priests will walk ahead of the ark carrying the ram's horn. On the seventh day, you are to march around the town seven times. And the priests blowing the horns, and when you hear the priests give one long blast on the ram's horns, have all the people shout as loud as they can. What a battle strategy. Don't say nothing, because sometimes you see all these things happening to you. Do you want tough things? Get out. Shout them out. When the walls of the town will collapse, then the walls will collapse and the people can charge straight into the town. Now, this is significant. It's prophetic by the Lord. It's the word of the Lord. So Joshua called together the peace and said, take the ark of the Lord's covenant and assign seven priests to walk in front of it, each carrying a ram's horn. When they gave the orders to the people, and he said, march around the town with all the armed men will lead the way in front of the ark of the Lord. After Joshua spoke to the people, seven priests with the ram's horn started marching in the presence of the Lord, blowing the horn as they marched. And the ark of the Lord's covenant followed behind them. Some of the armed men marched in the front of the priest with the horns and some behind the ark with the priest continually blowing the horns. He says in verse 10, do not shout, do not even talk. Now, sometimes we all need to learn the vocabulary of silence. The vocabulary of silence is, unless the Lord and the Holy Spirit tells you to say something, you need to keep your mouth shut. He said, do not shout or even talk, Joshua, not a single word from any of you until I tell you to shout. He said, then shout. This is verse 10. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now, we're going to skip ahead just a little bit to look at the city of Jericho just visually. So if you can go to the next slide, and we'll come back to this one. Okay, so you can see this is ancient Jericho as rendered by archaeologists and Bible scholars. Now, some say it was pretty much a half a mile around or long, and then you got smaller portions on the other side, and so you can say probably about a mile around. Some scholars, as I was researching, said it was 5 miles around. I don't know, anywhere between a mile and 5 miles. A lot of people shut up. You can see here there was ditches, and there's an upward slope. So there's an outer wall and then the inner wall. And a lot of people lived in these little ramparts or towers, and they had homes in and on the wall. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So in the natural, it looked impossible. Lord, you didn't give us an easy battle. The first battle into the promised land was a fortified, shut up city. Militarily, it looked seemingly impossible to take that. But the Lord said, I've given it to you. Now, he told them, see, I have given it to you, the city, the king, and all the mighty men. You and I need to see what the Lord is saying and what he's done in his word, that he promised in his word he will do, so that we have a reason and a context for our shout of faith. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now go to the next slide. You got another visual, get another picture of it. So you can see they weren't just walking through the park. They walking around the city. And they weren't supposed to say nothing. Why? Because a lot of times when we look at our mountains and we look at our giants and we look at our big issues, we go, wow, whoa, and start to say stuff we shouldn't be saying. You look at it, look at how, I mean, we're not going to be able to get through this ditch. They're going to shoot arrows at us from that wall and that upper wall. How are we going to be able to traverse that? They used to even they had horse riders in that city that they can ride in between the walls or sometimes on the wall. They were wide enough. They said the walls were 6.5, 7 feet in width. That's a pretty thick wall. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So if you look at me, between me and a 7-footer, 6-footer, 7-footer, that's how long the wall was. That's a wide running place for a person on a horse can ride around. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So that city was fortified. Now, if you can see here at the bottom corner here, this is where they crossed Jordan. Jordan is a type of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. How many of y'all feel with the Holy Spirit? With the Bible evidence speaking of. So Jordan is what we should receive, the Holy Spirit, so that we can go into the promised land with power. One of the powers you possess is a shout of faith. Now, Smith Wigglesworth said one time before that some people would be giants in faith. As you look and contemplate the eternal power of God. But he said they have no shout of faith. So they've never grown and developed to a level where they can shout and see walls of impossibility fall flat in front of them to the glory of God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. Now go back to the slide before that. Isn't that a good visual? So no matter how hard it looks, how big it is, how tall it is, how impossible it seems, it's time to get your shout out. You've been trying to pray it out. You've been trying to work it out. But by the Holy Spirit this morning to this church, he's telling you all, you got to shout it out. Now, Smith wears another quote, great faith is a product of great fights. Don't ask the question about why is all this stuff happening to me? How am I got money problems, physical problems, family problems, financial problems? The Holy Spirit is prompting you this morning to shout. He said, that don't make any sense. Well, this doesn't make any sense. When the Lord told Joshua to do this, march around it 7 times, 7 days, and then on the 7th day, 7 times. Now, you figure if it was 1 mile around that town, that little village, the city of Jericho, you call it a city, if it was 1 mile around it, that's a 7-mile walk on the 7th day. If it was 2 or 3 miles, we know it's 20-something miles. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And you had to keep your mouth shut. And some of us need to learn that sometimes we need to not say anything to lose by default, but wait until the Holy Spirit tells you, now, shout. Now, speak to your mountain. now run to your giant with your mouth open. Talk back to that giant. The Holy Spirit will lead you into fights. Why? Because great faith is a product of great fights. And what the Lord is telling us this morning is he wants you to have great faith, but he has to get you to win great fights. Where you don't look at, I can handle this on my own. I can stay up all night and try to figure this out. I can stay up and not get any sleep trying to crunch these numbers. I can figure out, you know, how many supplements I need to buy to help heal the symptoms of my body. I'm not telling you not to do that if the Lord's told you to do that. But sometimes we're trying to fight the small battles when the Holy Spirit, there's a great fight here. There's a great fight here. You need to get your shout out. You need to get your shout out. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So he encouraged us to believers to act boldly despite feelings, relying on God's word. Now, what I saw sometimes is that the Holy Spirit will knock on your door every day, but he doesn't come as a hooded, horned, pitchfork, fire-breathing devil. He comes as a friend. Hi, neighbor. And he begins to try to get you to doubt, get you to fear, get you to not believe, get you to slip into hopelessness, despair, where you say, there's no way out, and I have no shout. There's no way out, and I've lost my shout. Come on now, y'all here this morning? So here's some key aspects of the shout of faith. Joshua 6:5, when you hear the priest give one long blast on the ram's horns, have all the people shout as loud as they can. Then the walls of the town will collapse and the people can charge straight into the town. Now, I showed you the picture. It's elevated. It's sloped. There's a ditch and then there's an elevation, first wall. Then there's a berm that goes up and then the second wall. So it's not straight. So we know the miracle of Jericho, when they shouted, the walls fell flat and it. And archaeologists says they collapsed like straight into the earth, like an earthquake happened, but not really an earthquake, but just that city just went whoop. So they can walk in straight now. There's no ditch, there's no hills, there's no walls. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And all that became because of a shout of faith. Somebody say, hallelujah. Now it says, proclaiming victory. This is a deliberate action to shout praise and victory while still facing adversity. The attacks of the enemy, the praise cure. Y'all remember that Sister Beulah? She's Sister Montgomery, excuse me, from Beulah Heights. She had the smallpox all broken out over. And she's serving God. She was even claiming Psalms 91 while she was helping other people who had the smallpox. They had an epidemic of the smallpox. So she got it contracted. She said, what happened? I was doing the work of the Lord, and now I got smallpox. And the Lord introduced her to the praise cure. And he said, the praise cure works every time. Dr. Lily Mignola explained it. He said, first you got to ground every weapon of rebellion. Because the other thing I saw, the Lord said that people are in rebellion against things coming against us with the wrong intention or motive. You're mad at God because this thing is happening to you. You're angry about the situation because it's come upon you. And the Holy Spirit wants you to get victory through that battle, victory through that fight, victory through that circumstance, praise God. But he's trying to get your faith level up to where you can shout. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So you got to proclaim victory before it's victory. So this woman with the praise cure, Sister Montgomery, was in the hospital, and they said, Well, we don't know what we can do right now because they hadn't developed vaccines and all these medical advancements to deal with the smallpox at that time. So she got the revelation from the Lord and began to praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And everybody, the nurses and everybody working on other people, said, "Sister, be quiet." And she kept getting louder. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the doctor said, "Well, you're going to strain your voice and you're going to get hurt. You're going to get even worse or off." He said, "Mr. Doctor, I thank you for that advice and counsel, but the Lord told me I have to praise him for every single pop on my body. And when I got so many pops left to praise him, smallpox, bumps and stuff, lesions or whatever, on my body. I got to praise him for that." So she just kept getting louder. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the shout began to reverberate through the hospital. And then the nurses start picking it up. Praise the Lord. The atmosphere of praise came into the room. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And she said, "I praised them until the last smallpox." And when she got the last one covered, all the smallpox left. It's like Jericho. The walls came down. When you got tough struggles, sins, or circumstances, situations to get out, you got to do what? Shout it out. See, we're not the first church of the frozen chosen where everybody sits all still and, we give a little homily and everybody's, What's that? You got to open your mouth and shout. You got to open your mouth and shout. Now, my brother and I, we're football fans. This brother, too. Our team, the draft happened this week, so we're all hopeful. But until they strap it on, for game one, we're going to be shouting and rooting for our team. I guarantee you, I shouted when my Eagles won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. There was a lot of shouting coming out of this mouth. But the key is today, April 26, 2026, will there be a lot of shouting coming out of your mouth for you to experience the victories that you're believing to receive from God this week and this month? Somebody say, praise the Lord. So you got to proclaim victory. That means you shout praise and victory while still facing the problem. Acts of obedience. It requires trust, faith, often in the face of fear, doubt, and no physical evidence when facing insurmountable obstacles. So it doesn't mean, that means you're not going to feel like it. It's not going to seem like the right thing to do. Praise the Lord. No physical evidence. Even the doctor's telling, "We got to do this." What you going to do? And I can see the Holy Spirit inside of all of us saying, "Come on, shout, 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 shout. It's time to shout, shout." Hallelujah. But you got to obey God. You're not going to feel like shouting. Now, some of us feel like shouting when we got the right song or the right music going on. But some of us need to learn how to shout in faith. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Shout while the walls are still up. Believe in God that he's going to bring them down. The shout of faith is based on what Jesus our Lord did in his death, burial, and resurrection and ascension. You're not shouting because the walls came down. Because, see, that's how I would do after a win or a Super Bowl win with my team. Shout after the win. we're talking about the shout of faith is before the victory is manifested. Before the surgery gets done on your body. Before, come on now, the symptoms leave your body. Before the bank balance comes from red and then the negative to the positive. Before the walls come down, you shout. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Before that situation gets straightened out in your family. Before. You're shouting because of what Jesus did. But thanks be to God. 1 Corinthians 15:57. He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a present tense imperative, but it also means before, during, and after. That means we praise God for the victory before the victory is even manifested. That's faith. It's like calling those things, but now you're shouting those things that be not before they are. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Everybody got the concept? You shout before. Car breaks down on the road. Steam's coming out of the engine. Tire, nail in the tire. You got to change the tire. When do you shout? Before it gets fixed. Before the thing gets taken care of. Refrigerator breaks down. You shout before. God wants to hear us shout. You got all the stuff you're looking at around your house, and you're walking around mad, mean, moody, because you're waiting on money's telling you you can't get it done yet. Now, Jesus said there's two masters. One's money. And wants him. But you shout that Jesus is my master. You walk around limping and hip hurting, back hurting, knees and elbows hurting. And you're mean, you're mad, you're moody. But why? Because I can't wait to this get. No, that's not faith. That's feelings. That's facts. Those are figures. When do you shout? Before. Thanks be to God who, what? Gives us victory over sin and death through who? For what he did. For what he accomplished. For what he has overcome. Praise God. For what he is right now. King of kings and Lord of lords. For who he is right now. The Ancient of Days. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. The one who was, who is to come, the God Almighty. Jesus is Lord. Romans 8:37, and despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours. How much victory? Overwhelming. I say Jericho wall reducing. Victory. You just walk around all your problems, all your pressures, all your pains. Hallelujah. And when the Holy Ghost tells you, shout, you shout, and you see him. You know, God can walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. He's not stressed when he has to handle two or three miracles at one time in your house. Somebody say, praise God. He said he'll give you what? Overwhelming victory. Is ours through who? Because I'm in him, I get the victory. Christ's victory is my victory. Somebody say, praise God. Now, wait a minute, Pastor, what about the sickness? What about the doctor told me? What about what the doctor told me? What is yours? Overwhelming. Overwhelming. Everybody say overwhelming. That means what Jesus says overwhelms that. What Jesus did overwhelms that. What Jesus did overwhelms that financial deficit and difficulty. What Jesus did overwhelms that physical or mental difficulty or dilemma. Somebody said, what Jesus did overwhelms that that family issue and dilemma and difficulty. Somebody say, praise the Lord. What Jesus did gives me, despite all of these things, what things? Anything you can think of on this earth, praise God. Overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us. Our shout of faith is based on the greater one who's inside of us. One of my favorite scriptures here, 1 John 4:4. But you belong to God. Everybody say, I belong to God. My dear children, you have already won a victory over these people. He's mainly talking about the Antichrist, the demons, devils, and their cohorts, evil spirits. My dear children, you've already won a victory over these people because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Everybody say, greater is he who is in me than he that's in the world. I'm talking about he can help you deal with family issues. He can help you deal with financial issues. He can help you. He's greater than any sickness or disease or mental illness issues. The doctor's just giving you diagnosis and distributing pills to you. But you say, greater is he who is in me than he that's in the world. Praise God. I ain't got to be sitting and looking at these silly numbers. The Holy Spirit's bigger than these silly numbers. Hallelujah. He can bring these numbers back in line. Praise God. And my body can be fine. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at some final examples here. Next slide. 2 Samuel 6:15. Y'all get something out of this today? So David and all the people of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with what? Shouts of the Lord and the blowing of the ram's horn. This is a good secret when you're out of the house. Because, see, you let the devil get in your house. How does the devil get in my house, Pastor? Well, through TV, these evil movies, those sinful things, that lets the devil in. Social media. Come on now. All that stuff gets in your house. The devil tries to get in your house and start messing up with your atmosphere at home. But when you get out of the house, you can shout in your own house and bring the presence of God back into the house. Some of y'all going to get that. Praise God. Judges 17 through 21. Judges 17, and he said to them, keep your eyes on me. And he's talking about Gideon here. When I come to the edge of the camp, just do just as I do. As soon as I and those with me blow the ram's horn, blow your horns too all around the entire camp and shout. Everybody say shout. Saying shout. And he says, for the Lord and for Gideon. It was just after midnight, after the changing of the guard, when Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the Midianite camp. Suddenly they blew the ram's horns and broke the clay jars. Then all three groups blew their horns and broke their jars, and they held the blazing torches with their left hands and the horns in their right hands, and they all shouted. Everybody say they all shouted. The sword of the Lord and for Gideon. Each man stood at his position around the camp and watched as the Midianites rushed in a panic, shouting as they ran to escape. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So the enemy tries to encamp you, you can shout back at him and get him confused and panic, and he leaves. God will amplify and multiply our shout of faith and have it reverberated in the realm of the spirit against all of our supernatural opponents, foes, and those arrayed against us. How many know we can shout them out of May? Devils that you've been hanging around my house, been hanging on to my house, and trying to hang around my kids, my grandkids, you shout them out, praise God, and no devil can come across the bloodline surrounding your house. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, shout. Ezra 3:10, 11:10 through 13. Here it is right here. And when the builders completed the foundation of the Lord's temple, the priests put on their robes and took their places and blew the trumpets, and the Levites and the descendants of Asaph clashed their cymbals and prayed to praise the Lord, just as King David had prescribed. With the praise and thanks, they sang this song to the Lord. He is so good. His faithful love for Israel endures forever. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. And then all the people gave a great shout, praising the Lord, because the foundation of the Lord's temple had been laid, and many of the older priests and Levites and other leaders who had seen the first temple wept aloud, and they saw the new temple foundation. When they saw the new temple's foundation, the others, however, were shouting for joy. The joyful shouting and weeping mingled together with the loud noise that could be heard far in the distance. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Last one, Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself come down from heaven with a commanding shout. We're giving you shouts in the Bible. How many of you believe it and see it? Come on, lift your hand and say, I believe it. So I need to participate in the plan. The voice of faith at times will shout. Come on, stand to your feet. Praise God. Praise God. They laid the foundation of the temple. They shouted. When God gives us that new place, that new land, which is already here, we should shout. We should shout. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. I've given them the message and the mandate that you've given me, that we should have a shout of faith operating as the Holy Spirit's been prompting many of us to get rid of the problems and the pressures and the pains and the perils that we face right now.